بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 45th session, Medina Book 2, and we are dealing with lesson number 27 again this week. Lesson number 27. Lesson number 27 is dealing with a special type of verb. Those verbs are called al-af'al al-mu'talla. Al-af'al al-mu'talla. Yani the mu'tal verb is a verb that has a letter. One of its root letters is a weak letter. Harf illa. Right? Meaning that one of the roots of the verb is alif, waw, or ya. It's called mu'atal because what? It has a letter in it, in its root, that is illa. It is a harf illa, a weak letter. We said that the mu'atal verbs are three types. Three types. The one that has the weak letter in the beginning of the verb, yani in the fa of the verb, we call it mu'atal al-fa. Al-mu'atal al-fa means that the weak letter is in the beginning of the root of the verb, the fa'ala form. And this verb is called what type? The mu'atal fa is called mithal, mithal. The second type of mu'atal verb is when the weak letter is in the ayn, the second radical of the root, the ayn. We call it mu'atal al-ayn. Its name is called Al-Ajwaf, Al-Ajwaf. And the third type is called Mu'atal Al-Lam, meaning the last radical of the root, the Lam. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. The last letter, the Lam, has a weak letter. It's called Mu'atal Al-Lam, or its name is Naqis. Okay, so we have Mithal, Ajwaf, and Naqis. As far as the Mithal, when the weak letter is in the beginning, we had that in lesson 26. We finished from it. Like for example, waqafa or waba'a. Okay, the weak letter, waw, in the beginning of it. As far as the mu'atal al-ayn or ajwaf, this is what we are dealing with now. Okay, we said that this type, the mu'atal al-ayn, the mu'atal al-ayn, which has the weak letter in the middle, the ajwaf, ajwaf type of verb, we said that it has three groups. It has three groups. There's the AU group, right? And there's the AI group, and there's the IA group. What do we mean by AU group? We mean a verb like kharaja, kharaja, yakhruju, yakhruju. We mean that it has fatha in the middle radical, it has fatha in the madi, and dhamma in the mudari, in the middle letter. The middle letter has fatha in the madi and dhamma in the mudari. This is what we mean by AU group. Kharaja yakhruju. Dakhala yadkhulu. Like this. Alright? As far as the AI group, we said that it is like, for example, a verb like nazala. Nazala yanzilu. Yanzilu. And it has fatha in the middle letter of the madi and kasra in the middle letter of the mudari. So it's A, I group. Nazala yanzilu. Jalasa yajlisu. Right? And the third group of ajwaf verbs, mu'atal al-ayn, is I, A group. I, A group. Like shariba, yashrabu,
يَشْرَبُ. That means it has كَثْرَ in the ماضي and فَتَّ in the مُضَارِي. That's why it's called IA group. IA group, okay? So these are the groups that we learned when we studied the مُضَارِي verbs early on, long time back, okay? That is AU group, like خَرَجَ يَخْرُجُ. And there's AI group like نَزَلَ يَنْزِلُ. And there's IA group like شَرِبَ يَشْرَبُ. So these same types we find in the ajwab verb. We find the same types. We have A, U group, and we have AI group, and we have IA group. As far as the AU group, we finished them already. Last week we finished the AU group. Huh? Like بَالَ يَبُولُ. Like قَالَ يَقُولُ. قَامَ يَقُومُ. دَارَ يَدُورُ. And so on. All of these verbs are AU group. Why? Because these verbs, like قَامَ يَقُومُ, are originally, in the original form, قَوَمَ. قَوَمَ. يَقْوَمُ. يَقْوُمُ. قَوَمَ يَقْوُمُ. So originally this is قَوَمَ فَتَّ in the ماضي, ضَمَّ in the مُضَارِي. Originally. But this واو is transformed into an alif, and instead of قَوَى, it becomes قَامَ. And here يَقْوُمُ becomes, يعني this ضَمَّ is transformed here, it becomes يَقُومُ. Alright, so قَامَ يَقُومُ is originally قَوَمَ يَقُومُ. So it's originally فَتَّ ضَمَّ. So قَامَ يَقُومُ, قَالَ يَقُولُ, طَافَ يَطُوفُ, ذَاقَ يَذُوقُ. All of these are AU group ajwaf verbs. We finished those. We looked at them, their forms in the past tense, their forms in the present tense, the command form, مَجْزُوم بِلَا النَّاهِيَة, مَجْزُوم بِلَمْ, and so on. We looked at those and we finished from them. Okay? For example, in the past tense, قَامَ يَقُومُ. In the past tense, conjugation of the verb, we would say أَنَا. Past tense verb, ماضي. أَنَا قُمْتُ. Which means قَامَ يَقُومُ verb in the past tense, the vowel is going to change from قَامَ فَتَّ to قُمْ ضَمَّ. Except in three forms. هُوَ قَامَ, هِيَ قَامَتْ, and هُمْ قَامُوا. After that, the rest of them are going to change. This is one of the irregularities in the AU group. It changed to ضَمَّ. So you say, instead of قَا, قَامْتُ, you say قُمْتُ, قُمْتَ, قُمْتِ. قَامَ قَامَتْ, قُمْنَا, قُمْتُمْ, قُمْتُنَّ, قَامُوا, قُمْنَا. Like this, okay? So it takes dhamma. This is one of its irregularities. It's going to change from its fatha, from qama, it's going to change to dhamma, and you say kumtu, kumta, kumti. Alright? This we are finished with. We are finished with this. Today we're going to look at the next group, the AI group. We're going to look at the AI group, okay? For example, in the AI group, we have, for example, one verb that we have from AI group is what? Ja yajiu. Give me an easier one. So you can see it, because Hamza in this verb. Sara yasiru. Let's say it, okay? Sara yasiru. We look at Ja'a. Sara yasiru. Sara yasiru. Sara yasiru. Originally, this is an irregular verb. Originally it is سَيَرَ or سَيِرَ. سَيِرَ. I'm sorry. AI group. سَيَرَ. سَيَرَ Yes, ye ru. Yes, ye ru. Okay, in the past tense it has fatha originally, in the present tense it has kisra. So it's AI group. AI group. The same as nazala yanzilu. Sa ya ra. Yes, ye ru. Yes, ye ru. Alright, so this is the original form of it, but now this sayara, the ya, is transformed to alif, and it becomes sa-ra. And here the kasra is moved over to the scene, it becomes yasiru. Sara yasiru. And originally, sayara, yasiru. Okay, so this second group, AI group, originally it has fatha in the madi and kasra in the mudari. In this group, when you conjugate it in the past tense, it's going to take a kasra. Yani originally, huwa, you say huwa, sara, hiya, sarat, and you say hum, saru. The rest of the forms of the verb are going to be transformed from, they're going to be, instead of a fatha and sara, it's going to be changed to a kasra, and you're going to say, what? Sirtu. Sirtu. You're going to say sirtu, sirta, sirti, and then you go back to its original form, sara, huwa sara, hiya sarat. Nahnu sirna, antum sirtum, antunna sirtunna, hum saru. Go back to the original form, hum saru, hunna sirna, sirna. Hunna sirna. Okay, so this form, the AI group, is the same as the AU group in terms of what happens with it. It's irregularities. It works the same way. Except its original form is with ya in the mudari that becomes the alif. So it becomes sara. And yes yaru becomes yasiru. Or yes yiru. The other thing is, in the past tense conjugation, the AU group takes dhamma. It changes to dhamma. So you say kumtu, kumta, kumti. And this one changes to kasra. You say sirtu, sirta, sirti. Otherwise, everything is the same. It works exactly the same way. The past tense conjugation is going to be the same as the past tense conjugation in the AU group. As far as the present tense mudari conjugation, as far as the present tense mudari conjugation, it's going to be like the AU group, and we're going to look at each of them, yani, as we go through it. Okay, so the main thing is we just want to see that there's a relationship. We want to see that there's a relationship between the irregularities of the AU group and the AI group. The irregularities are the same. It's just that this one is going to take kasra in the past tense, and the other one takes dhamma. Alright, so the verbs that we have for AI group, if you look on page 182 of the Arabic text, you see that the verbs that we have for the second group, ba, that's the AI group, is ja'a yaji'u, ba'a yabi'u, sara yasiru, asha ya'ishu, and kala yaqilu. Alright, so we have what? How many verbs we have? Ja'a. We have ja'a. Naam. And what after ja'a? We have ba'a, right? Ba'a. And we have sara. And asha. And what else? Kala. Kala yaqilu. Kala yaqilu. Okay, so we have five verbs. We want to work with these five verbs. In every exercise, we want to work with these five verbs. Alright? Okay, so what we want to do, the exercises that we finished for AU group go up to 17, exercise 17. So the next exercise, 18. 18 is on page 187. That's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at page 187.
Page 187 gives us the Madi past tense form for the verb ba'a yabi'u, from the AI group. Ba'a yabi'u.
So this verb, ba'a yabi'u, like sara yasiru, is originally Ba'ya. Ba'ya. Ba'ya'a. In the past tense and in the present tense, yab yi'u. Yab yi'u. So originally in the past tense it has fatha and the middle radical, ba'ya'a. And in the mudari present tense form, it has kasra yab yi'u. But when it's transformed, it becomes ba'a and yabi'u. So yab yi'u becomes yabi'u, and ba'a becomes ba'a. Alright, so we're going to look at the past tense conjugation of this verb, keeping in mind that three forms of it remain according to this form ba'a, ba'at, and ba'u, and the rest of them are going to take kasra. It's going to become bi'tu. So we have here on page 187, exercise number 18, past tense madi form for AI group verb ba'a. يبيعو. We have حامد باع يعني هو باع. آمنة باعت هي باعت. هو باع هي باعت. أنت بعت بالكسرة. أنت بعت. أنت بعتي. أنا بعت. And then we have in the plural column الرجال باعوا يعني هم باعوا. هم باعوا. النساء بعنا هن بعنا. يعني we have third person masculine plural هم and feminine plural هن. هم باعوا هن بعنا. Then we have second person masculine plural أنتم بعتم. Second person feminine plural أنتن بعتن. First person plural نحن بعنا. Alright, so what we're going to do, we're going to go through the conjugation. First person, second person, third person. Singulars and then plurals. Okay, so let's take the verb for example. They said in exercise number 19, it says asnid. Yani connect. Asnid. Connect the pronouns. It means, asnid means connect the pronouns to the verb form in conjugating the verb. Okay, connect asnid. Ja'a and sara ila dhamair. To the pronouns كما في التمرين السابق, as in the previous exercise, yani exercise 18. So they want you to conjugate, connect the pronouns, all the pronouns, first person, second person, third person, masculine and feminine, and then the plurals, first person, second person, third person, masculine and feminine for the plurals for the verb جاء. Alright, so let's look at this verb جاء. We may need to write on the board. If we do, inshallah, we will write. Okay, somebody take the first one. Ja'a. Ja'a. Past tense. Verb form. Madi. Ja'a. Naam. Hamidun ja'a. Uh-huh. Aminatu ja'at. Anta ja'ta. أنت جئتي. أنا جئت. Plurals. الرجال جاءوا. هم جاءوا. نعم. النساء جئنا. يعني هن جئنا. أنتم جئتم.
أنتن جئتن نحن جئنا with elongation, right? As opposed to هن جئنا with a short vowel نحن جئنا. طيب next verb. Next verb is what? سار يسير. سار يسير. Who wants to take it? صلاح الدين. You want to take it or you want to ask a question? Okay, somebody else take it. Abu Bakr. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Oh, Hamidun. Hamidun Sara. Aminatu Sarat. Remember, it takes kasra here. It changes to kasra. Sir? Anta sirta. Anti sirti. Ana sirtu. Naam. No problem, as you like. He said, Hunna. He's saying them out of order, no problem. As you like. Hunna sirna. Naam, Hunna sirna. Antum. Sirtum. Antum sirtum. Wa alaykum salam. Naam. If you say them in order, it may be easier for us to follow and make sure you cover all of them, alright? So you can say them in the order that they are here, or you can say them in the normal order of first person, second person, third person. First person, second person, masculine, feminine, third person, masculine, feminine. So it's easy for us to follow. Okay, so if you do the plurals, you would say, Nahnu Sirna. Elongation, Naam. Antum. Sirtum. Antunna. Sirtunna. Hum. Saru. Hunna. Hunna. Sirna. Sirna. Jayid. Okay. Let's look at another verb. Okay, these are the two that they asked for, but let's do the rest of the other five. So take any one of them. عاش يعيش وكال يكيل. Who wants it? Naam, صلاح الدين. عاش. عاش means what?
To live.
عاش. Naam. Okay, عاش. هو عاش. هي عاشت. هم عاشوا. هن عشنا. Good. It's okay. If we do the singular, you can say Anna.
Anna
Ishtu. Anta.
Ishta.
Anti. Ishti. We're going to go repeat again. Hua. Asha. Hiya. Ashat. Nahnu. Ishna. Antum. Ishtum. Antunna. Ishtunna. Hum. Hum, it goes back to the original. Hum, ashu, hunna, ishna. Jayid. Okay? Good. Okay, let's do, there's one more they gave us. Kala yakilu, to measure. Kala yakilu. Okay, let's go. Kala yakilu. Ana, let's do it together. Ana, takes kasra. Ana, Kiltu. Ana kiltu. Anta kilta. Anti kilti. Hua kala. Hiya kalat. Nahnu kilna. With elongation. Nahnu kilna. Antum kiltum. Antunna. Kiltunna. Hum. كالوهن كلنا. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. Today is our first day with this AUAI group, and mashallah, we already got it good. Perhaps that's because we are following the same format that we have with AU group. But you just have to remember it takes kasra instead of dhamma here. And you also have to remember the three forms that remain with fatha. Huwa, hiya, and hum. You got to try to keep that in your mind, that there are three forms. Be careful when you come to huwa, hiya, and hum. Otherwise, all the rest of them should take here kasra. In AU group, they take dhamma. Okay, so this is the past tense conjugation. Alhamdulillah, if you practice with it, it will be a breeze. Because already, alhamdulillah, we have it good. Yani, it's little small, you know, errors here and there, but that's just from, yani, just because it's new to us. Okay? Exercise number 20, Iqra Ma Yali, is a reading exercise that contains some forms of the A, I group, Ajwaf verbs. Okay, somebody read the first sentence and translate it. نعم غاب زميلي يوما وأنا غبت يومين. Meaning
my colleague from Karta was absent today and I was absent 2 days.
What's the first part? What's the small correction here in the first part? My associate or my classmate was absent today. Does yawman mean today? One day, yawman, yawman. Today would be غاب زميلي اليوم. اليوم. But غاب زميلي يوماً يعني one day. يوماً واحداً. وأنا غبت يومين. And I was absent for 2 days. يومين. Type number two. Number two. نعم متى جئت إلى الجامعة إلى الجامعة. What is the meaning of متى جئت؟ جئت جاء means to come, not to go, to come. When did you come to the university? The answer. نعم جئت في ذي القعدة. What is the meaning of جئت في ذي القعدة? What is the meaning of that? Does جئت mean I returned or I came? Returned is رجعت. جئت I came. Now return, I came for the first time. I came في ذي القعدة. ذي القعدة. What is the meaning of ذي القعدة? ذو القعدة. ذو القعدة. Here ذو القعدة is pronounced, is written ذي القعدة. Because why? Because harf jar. So it becomes مجرور. And it's from أسماء الخمسة. So it's مجرور بيا. ذو ذي. نعم مضاف إليه. ذي القعدة مضاف إليه مجرور القعدة. نعم ذي القعدة. What is ذي القعدة or ذو القعدة? What is it? It's the month. نعم which month? The month of ذو القعدة. Which month is it? The first month, the second month, the ninth month Ramadan, the tenth month Shawwal. What comes after Shawwal is the tenth month. Only two more months left. ذو القعدة and ذو الحجة. 11 months. 11th month. Only ذو القعدة and ذو الحجة left. ذو الحجة, you know, is the last month of the year, the month of Hajj. ذو القعدة. طيب. So I came in the month of ذو القعدة. قعدة. Next sentence. نعم بكم بعت سيارتك يا عمرو؟
بعتها بثمانية آلاف ريال.
نعم بعتها بثمانية آلاف ريال. What is the meaning? How much did you sell your car for? Oh, Amr. Amr. Naam, he said? I sold it for 8,000 riyals. Bi'tuha bi thamaniyati alafi riyalin. 8,000 riyals. Number four. Munawwarati. With a shadda on the wow, munawwara. Munawwarati. Nam Aisha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi Makkata wa bil Madinatil Munawwarati. Now meaning? What is the meaning of Aisha Ya'ishu? Naam, the Messenger of Allah lived in Mecca and in Medina, Al-Munawwara. Naam, yani Al-Medina Al-Nabawiyya. Al-Medina Al-Nabawiyya. Naam.
يا أستاذ.
نعم أنا ما جئت بالكتاب اليوم يا أستاذ. Meaning
I did not bring any book today or teacher.
نعم I didn't bring or I did not come with the book today or teacher. Number six. سرنا نعم كيلو مترين. مترين is dual مثنى. سرنا كيلو مترين meaning we. What's the meaning of سارة يسير؟ نعم to travel, to walk. نعم سرنا كيلو مترين. We went, we walked, we traveled 2 kilometers or kilometers. Naam. Number seven. Naam. Naam. أجاءت الطالبات. Did the female students come? نعم جئنا قبل قليل. نعم be careful. Don't say نعم جئنا. Rather جئنا هن they. جئنا هن جئنا قبل قليل. قبل قليل. نعم. Okay, these are two exercises, 19 and 20. That are dealing with the past tense form of the AI group of Ajwaf verbs. Now, so we have an extra verb here that we can put in this group. Ghaba يغيبو. جزاك الله خير. غاب يغيبو. In other words, in this group, AI group, they gave us 5 verbs in the beginning of the lesson. They gave us 5 verbs. When they gave us the examples of AI groups, they gave us 5 verbs. Right? Like if you look at the beginning of the lesson,
on page 182. They gave us examples for each group. For the first group, for AU group, they gave qala yakulu, kana yakunu. For the second group, they gave ja'a yajiu, ba'a yabiu, sara yasiru, asha yaishu, and kala yakilu. They didn't give us ghaba yaghibu. They didn't give us that. So alhamdulillah, I came here in this exercise, and we should add this to our list. So instead of five, we have six verbs, six examples for this AI group. Add to it, ghaba yaghibu. So when we do exercises, inshallah, we got one more verb to work with, inshallah. Tayyib, so before we do the mudhari, let's do ghaba yaghibu, past tense conjugation. Ghaba yaghibu. Ana ghibtu. Anta ghibta. Anti ghibti. Huwa ghaba. Hiya ghabat. Nahnu ghibna. Antum ghibtum. Antunna ghibtunna. Hum غابوا هن غبنا هن غبنا with a short vowel غبنا جيد. Okay, exercise number 21 is an exercise showing us the mudari conjugation for the ajwaf AI group, like ba'a yabi'u, ba'a يبيعوا. تأمل ما يلي. Reflect, contemplate, ponder over what follows. Okay, this is the mudari conjugation for باع يبيعوا. So we have حامد يبيعوا. آمنة يعني هي تبيعوا. And if you look on the next page, or I don't know, depending on what book you have, maybe on the same page, أنت تبيعوا. These are the singulars. أنتي تبيعين. أنا أبيع. On page 187 and 188. As far as the plurals, starting on page 187, we have الرجال يعني هم. هم يبيعون. النساء means هن يبعن. أنتم تبيعون. أنتن تبعن. And nahnu nabi'u. Nahnu nabi'u. Okay, so this is an example of the conjugation, the mudari present tense conjugation of the ajwaf verb of the AI group. AI group. Yani, fatta in the madi, kasra in the mudari. Alright, so we're going to look at this. What you need to keep in mind, as a reminder, remember the mudari verb, the fi'l mudari, instead, as opposed to the fi'l madi, the mudari has a prefix added to the beginning of the verb, right? And that prefix, if it's first person, is hamza or noon. You say, ana abi'u, nahnu nabi'u, it's hamza or noon. Second person takes ta. Second person takes ta. Anta tabi'u. Anti tabi'ina. Antum tabi'una. Antunna tabi'na. Takes ta as a prefix. Second person takes ta. Third person takes ya as a prefix. Huwa yabi'u. Hum yabi'una. Hunna yabi'na. With the exception of what? Hiya. Hiya. Instead of taking the ya for third person, it takes ta. As same as anta tabiu, hiya tabiu. Same form. Alright, so this is a hint to help us in conjugating the verb. Always remember, if it's first person, it's hamza or noon. If it's second person, it's ta. If it's third person, it's ya. Alright? Tayyib. Okay, so let's look at an example. Exercise number 22. Exercise number 22. Asnid yani connect. Connect yasiru yani sara yasiru and asha yaishu ila dhamair yani the mudari pronoun to the pronouns. First person, second person, third person,
masculine, feminine, singular, and plural, connected to the pronouns, kama fit tamreen as-sabik, as in the previous exercise. Now, all right, so we're going to do the conjugation of the verb. Let's try to do them in the order of first person, second person, masculine and feminine, third person, masculine and feminine. So we try to keep the order in mind. Otherwise, if you want to go according to the chart here, you can do it. It's okay. It's not really a problem. You can do third person first, second person second, and first person last. If you want to do it like that, it's no problem. You want to follow the chart. But just make sure you stick to the chart so we don't miss any. Don't go from first person to third person to second person to masculine, feminine, back and forth. But try to follow some kind of order. Okay, the first one they give us is yasiru, from the verb sara mudari yasiru. Keep in mind this is AI group. And the AI group in the madi, it takes kasra, sirtu, sirta, sirti. In the mudari, it has yeah, it has kasra, yeah. Either kasra or kasra and yeah. Okay, who wants to take the first one? Yasir. Naam, Abu Bakr.
Huwa
yasiru.
Hiya
tasiru. Hum yasiruna. Hunna yasirna. Jayyid. أنت تصير
أنت
تصيرين
أنا أصير
أنتم تصيرون أنتن تصيرن نحن نسير نسير. جيد. Good. جيد. Okay, the next one is Ya'ishu, from the past tense verb Asha Ya'ishu. Asha Ya'ishu. Naam, who wants it? Naam, Musa.
Huwa Ya'ishu.
Hold on. Huh? Oh, your page is different? Let me see. Khalas, here it is. This 27? Oh, that's what happened. You know what happened, Akhi? Subhanallah. This thing, it went from less than 26, right? It went from less than 26 to less than 21. I guess they got the pages mixed up.
I want to show you something in that book too. It's in Duff Danny. It has a whole like thing, and I was like, it doesn't make sense. And then that, I don't know.
Yeah, it's twisted. It's twisted. It got mixed up. Al-Ahraf al-Mushabbaha bin Fi'l. They got the pages out of place. And they got 22. The pages are out of place. That's what it is. Yeah, it looks like that lesson, it looks like it's missing completely, because this is the last lesson here. 30, okay, 30, 31. It looks like the lesson is missing, I think. Because this lesson here, this lesson is the muda'af verbs, okay, that's right. And this lesson is the Naqis verbs. The Naqis verbs are here. This is the Naqis verbs. Now, this should be the lesson here. Okay. It looks like what they did is, they got these pages mixed up. This lesson here is actually from book 3. This might be lesson 22 from book 3, because this is the seventh form of the verb. This comes in book 3. This is not in this book, in fa'ala.
not even in this book. Al-Ahraf al-Mushabbah bil-Fi'l. This is not even in this book. This is in book 3. This is from book 3. They got a lesson from book 3 in here. That's what's wrong. This is book 3, lesson 21 and 22. Yeah, these three lessons are from book 3. So the three lessons are missing from this book. This one is okay. This one is okay here. This is the numbers. Yeah, those lessons are missing.
No, this book is different.
Those three lessons are from book 3, Akhi. Those are from book 3. In fa'ala verbs in harf al-huruf al-mushabbah is from book 3. It's not from book 2 at all. They put some wrong pages from a different book in that book. And the pages that are supposed to be there from book 2 are not there. They have lessons. Those same number lessons from book 3 are in there. Those are lesson 20, whatever, 25, 6, 7. That's supposed to be in book 3. They put them in book 2. And the ones from book 2 are gone. They're not there. That's the first time I've ever seen that. That's the first time I've ever seen that. I don't know how they did that either.
And the print is horrible. It's like some pages have like a whole line of words up.
Yeah, what happened, what they did, Akhi, that's a photocopy. Some people, when they steal somebody's book, they photocopy it. And that's how they messed it up. That's a photocopy. That's not the original book from the publisher who published that book. They probably... You know, that book is published in England. Somebody printed it in India, Pakistan, someplace. They photocopy it. Of course, they make money. Free. Free. You print somebody else's book. You didn't do no work. You just print it and you sell it. You get paid, right?
And that's why they sell that one for $7.
Perhaps. I mean, you know, anyway. Yeah, but what you can do is... What you can do is probably print out the chapters that are missing. The rest of the chapters are probably okay. Well, I mean, yeah, you can do that. Of course, that's even better. Yeah, maybe they don't know. Maybe. They might. They probably didn't go through the book and look at every page. They just got the book and they sold it. The people who printed it know, but the people who are selling it, they just bought it cheap, you know. They know it's a photocopy though. People who sell books, they know a photocopy from the original book. It looks different. And the prices are different. The bookstore, if they're buying that book from the publisher and they're paying $6 for it, they're buying that book photocopy, they might be paying $2 for it. So they know that's not the original book. Ain't nobody going to sell them that book for $2. They know that that is a photocopy. They do that in Lebanon a lot, and they do it in India and Pakistan too. Okay, Allahu musta'an. All right, let's do. We did Aisha Ya'ishu, right?
Yeah.
We only did one, or we did the second one?
One.
We did one. Okay, so let's do Ya'ishu from Aisha Ya'ishu. Na Musa.
Huwa Ya'ishu.
Huwa Ya'ishu.
Hiya Ta'ishu.
Anta Ta'ishu.
أنت تعيشين.
أنا أعيش. أنا أعيش.
هم يعيشون.
هم يعيشون.
هن. أهن يعيشن.
يعيشن. نعم. أنتم.
أنتم تعيشون.
تعيشون. أنتن.
أنتن يعيشن.
تعيشنا.
نحن نعيش.
طيب جيد. Those are the two that they gave us. Let's do the other ones. Let's do جاء يجيء كالا يكيل غاب يغيب. Anybody take one of them? Who wants one of them? نعم. Which one? جاء يجيء. نعم. هو يجيء. هي تجيء. هم يجيعون.
هن يجئن.
نعم.
أنت تجيء أنت تجيعين
أنتم
تجيعون أنتن أنتن تجئن
أنا أجيء
نحن نجيء طيب another one somebody take the next one we still have what we have غاب يغيب which is not there and we have what else كال يكيل anybody who wants to take it نعم 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 فضل يا إبراهيم أنا we're gonna do أكالا يكيلو طيب كالا يكيلو you know do كالا يكيلو كالا means a kilo like when you're weighing something measuring something كالا يكيلو أنا أكيلو أنا أكيلو أنت تكيلو أنت تكيلين نعم هو يكيلو هي تكيلو جيد نحن نكيلو أنتم تكيلون نعم تكيلون نعم أنتن تكلنا هم good هم يكيلون هن يكلنا excellent ما شاء الله excellent ما شاء الله طيب we have one more left غاب يغيب try to keep in mind first person is always أنا أقول أنا أبيع it takes فتح نحن نبيع نحن نقوم takes نون second person takes تا third person takes يا تا for second person يا for third person نعم okay غاب يغيب who wants it okay let's do it together خلاص let's do it together غاب يغيب أنا أغيب أنت تغيب أنت تغيبين هو يغيب هي تغيب نحن نغيب أنتم تغيبون أنتن تغيبن هم يغيبون هن يغيبن الحمد لله really this chapter and the next chapter the hardest two chapters in the book we took a good you know we took our time in going through this chapter but mashallah it's bearing fruit these verbs once you really get the flow of it the pattern of the verb it's not really that difficult but you do have to practice with it okay and that's why the exercises they give us two to do we do all of them right because the more you do the more it will stick in your mind okay your brain will yani it will I don't know be programmed on that wazn on that pattern and it will stick with you the more you do it the more it will stick with you if you're having trouble with any form of the verb conjugation that's the one you need to pay extra attention to like maybe most of them are sticking easily you got them easy no doubt but maybe a couple of them might be a little tricky so just try to pay attention to those walaikum salam tabarakallah especially those verb forms that have two long vowels like yaghibuna taghibuna cuz it has kasra ya dhamma waw sometimes it could be a little tricky okay so try to pay attention to those all right let's do the next exercise the second exercise after conjugation of the verb is usually a reading exercise so here we have a reading exercise number 22 iqra ma yali okay number 1 who wants to read Number one, Naam, Salahuddin.
Yabiru Mufaru al-Sukkara wal-Milha wal-Zayta 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 wal-Zayta
والزبدة وما إلى ذلك. نعم. Let's translate. يبيع البقال السكر. What does this mean? The grocer. نعم. يبيع. Sells. باع يبيع means to sell. To buy is اشترى يشتري. The grocer sells السكر meaning sugar. Notice this sentence is a jumla fi'liya. يبيع is the fi'l المضاري. البقال. البقال is the fi'l. مرفوع وعلامة رفعه ضمة. And السكر is the مفعول به منسوب وعلامة نصبه فتحة. طيب يبيع البقال السكر والملح. What is الملح? Salt. والزيت. زيت. ها؟ زيت is oil. 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 زيت. Different kinds of oil. Could be corn oil, olive oil, whatever. زيت. والبيضة. Eggs. والزبدة. زبدة. والزبدة. Butter. والجبنة. Cheese. Cheese. والدقيقة. Minutes, right? He's selling minutes on those cards? No. The grocer is not selling minutes. He's selling الدقيق is flour. Flour. Flour that you use for baking. Flour. العدسة. Lentils. Salt is ملح. Lentils, نعم. عدس. Lentils. وما إلى ذلك. And things like that. Etc. Yeah. نعم. Etc. And things like that. نعم. Number two. زبدة is what? Butter. زبدة وجبنة. Butter and cheese. نعم. Number two. Who wants it? Ibrahim. نعم يعيش الأسد في الغابة. What does it mean?
يعيش
here. What's الأسد?
Lion.
The lion.
Oh,
a
lion.
Yes.
Oh, in the jungle.
نعم the lion lives in the jungle. نعم the plural of أسد is أسد. أسود الغابة, lions of the desert. I mean of the forest. Forest, huh? الغابة means the forest. But I guess here it means what? The jungle. نعم. الغابة here means the jungle. Number three, Ahmed. المدير is it مرفوع or مجرور or منصوب? مجرور because of the preposition? It's مضاف إليه? What you said? It's مرفوع. Why is it مرفوع? It's the فاعل of يجيء. متى يجيء المدير? المدير. المدير is the فاعل for يجيء. يجيء المدير. When is the مدير coming? The answer? يجيء. نعم. يجيء في الساعة السابعة. في الساعة السابعة. يجيء from جاء يجيء. Notice that here يجيء, the Hamza is written on the line. It's not written on top of ya. Ya is elongation of كسرة. Ya is not a seat for Hamza here. Yaji'u. That's a long vowel. Mata yaji'u al-mudiru. Al-mudiru. Yaji'u fi sa'ati sabiati. Now he will come at what time?
7 o'clock.
Number four. Musa.
Aturidu an tabi'a sayyaratuka ya ustadu.
Tayyib. Hold it. Give him a chance. Read it again. Read it one more time. Pay attention to the word sayyara.
Aturidu an tabi'a sayyaratuka.
Ha.
Ya ustadu.
So what did he say different the first time? He said sayaratuka, and now he said sayarata. Naam, because sayara has to be mansub. Why? Mafulun bi. Aturidu an tabi'a sayarataka ya ustadu. Why is tabi'a with fatta? Because of n makes it mansub. Do you want to sell your car, oh professor? Number five. Now, Ibrahim.
Qalat al-mudarrisa bil-mudira ha'ulai al-talibati yajibna kathira.
Tayyib. Read it again. I want to hear the ending on every word.
Qalat al-mudarrisatu.
Al-mudarrisatu.
Al-mudarrisatu lil-mudirati.
Lil-mudirati. Good. Lil-mudirati. That's what I wanted to hear. Qalat al-mudarrisatu. Why is it al-mudarrisatu? The fa'il marfu'un. Walamatu rafi dhamma. Lil-mudirati. مجرور بحرف جالي نعم هؤلاء الطالبات يغبن كثيرا. What does this mean? First, the first part of it. No, قالت. The female teacher said to the female mudir. These female students. يَغِبْنَا كَثِيرًا. They're absent a lot. Expel them. Or give them some lashes. Number six. Who wants it? Volunteers. Ya Ahmed. جيد. يَسِيرُ Al-Qitaru Bil-Bukhari. What is the meaning? Anybody? What's the meaning of Al-Qitar? Al-Qitar. Not Qatar. It's Al-Qitar. Al-Qitar is a vehicle. Some kind of vehicle. Transportation, a means of transportation. Is it a sayara? Nope.
No, train.
Huh?
The train.
Al-Qitar, the train. The train yasiru, it travels, it moves, bil bukhari. What is al bukhar? Steam. Bukhar, steam. Yani, those were the steam engine trains. Not today though, right? Five. Number seven, Ya Musa.
Yabi'u al-fakihaniyu fawakiha.
Naam. Yabi'u al-fakihaniyu. What is al-fakihaniyu? The fruit seller. He sells al-fawakiha. He sells fruits. What is the singular of fawakiha? فاكهه نعم طيب exercise 24 تامل ما يلي pay attention to what follows contemplate ponder over reflect upon what follows this is dealing with what the mudari right ajwaf ai group verbs the mudari مجزوم. When it is مجزوم بلم or when it is مجزوم بلا ناهية ناهية not نافية نافية the negative لا which negates something, this is ناهية the prohibitive لا meaning do not do something. When it is مجزوم بلم or بلا ناهية. And also it deals with the fi'l amr, the fi'l amr, the forms, how they are derived. Okay, that's what this exercise is dealing with. So we see, for example, for the mudari verb ba'a yabi'u, when it is majzoom bilam, we say originally it is what? Yabi'u. With lam it becomes yabi', yani the last letter takes sukoon because it becomes majzoom bilam, right? So it takes sukoon, in which case we have two sukoons back to back, the sukoon on the ya and the sukoon on the ayn. So what happens? We delete the weak letter ya. So lam yabi' becomes lam yabi' with the ya being deleted, the elongation, the harf illa is deleted, becomes lam yabi'. لا يلتقي ساكناني. What does that mean? لا, exactly what does this mean? لا يلتقي ساكناني. Two ساكن letters do not meet. Okay, يلتقي is from التقى, to meet. Past tense verb مضاري, التقى يلتقي. لا يلتقي ساكنان. ساكن is a harf that has sukoon. Sakinan is what? Two of them. Dual, muthanna. Jayyid. Alright? Again, as I said in book one in the beginning, whoever was with us then, that every instruction is also a grammar lesson or vocabulary word. Every instruction, you're also supposed to know the grammar of it and the vocabulary. Alright? So, this is for the fil mudari majzoom bilam. After that we have tabi'u. This is when it becomes majzoom with la and nahiya. Tabi'u with la and nahiya becomes la tabi'. Yani sukoon on the last letter because it's majzoom. That's the sign that it's majzoom. The last letter takes sukoon. In which case we have the problem of the ya having sukoon immediately followed by the ayn with sukoon. And we just got finished saying what? لا يلتقي ساكنان. So what happens? The weak letter, the harf illa ya is deleted. So from لا تبيع it becomes لا تبيع. لا تبيع. Okay, this is the مجزوم form of the مضاري when it's مجزوم بلا and ناهية. Finally, we have the فعل أمر form. That the فعل أمر and the لا ناهية form is when you're addressing somebody directly, so it's second person, so you're beginning with what? يَبِيعُ تَبِيعُ أَنْتَ تَبِيعُ, because you're talking to somebody, giving them a command. تَبِيعُ. So the amr from تَبِيعُ is derived how? By number one, deleting the harf مُضَارِ, the ta. And number two, by making the last letter ساكن. So if you take off the ta, you got بِيعُ. If you make the last letter ساكن, you got بِيعُ. بِيَعْ. And then you have إِلْتِقَى السَّاكِنَيْن, يَا وَسَكُونَ عَيْن وَسَكُونَ. So you have to delete the harf illa, the ya, and you get بِعْ. From تَبِيعُ you get بِعْ. بِعْ, that's the فِي الْعَمْرُ. Two letters, بِعْ. Like the فِي الْعَمْرُ from أَكَلَ يَأْكُلُ is what? قُلْ. نعم. From قَالَ يَقُولُ is what? قُلْ. نعم. جيد. نعم. Question?
Yeah,
what's the meaning of ba'a yabi'u means to sell. So bi'a means you're telling the merchant, bi'a, sell, hadha, sell this. Huh? Bi'a hadha, don't keep it, sell it. What kind of merchant are you? You have stuff you don't want to sell? Huh? بِعْ هَذَا. No, he wants to keep it for himself. Take it off the shelf then, buddy. It's a good one, right? Yeah, we used to have merchants like that in Saudi Arabia and Medina and Mecca especially, who sell the miswak, siwak. They usually have it laid out. They used to in the old days. They used to have it laid out on some brown paper for a rial or 2 rials. I don't know what it is now. But if you want the good one, you have to tell them, nah, I want the one back there in the bag that you got hidden. You got it wrapped up, hidden. That's not on display. That one, if the regular one costs a rial, that would cost 5 rials. Wow. But mashallah, when you use it, you say, okay, I see why. That is fresh, hot. When you brush your teeth with that, you're feeling it. That really works. That's the one they got hidden. They don't put that on the shelf. It kills bacteria, it protects, it gives the gums and the teeth protection. It has a lot of benefits now. It has a lot of benefits, especially the hot one, the fresh one. Tell them I want the har, the hot one, in the bag, in the back. 5 rial one. Naam. Tayyib, tayyib. Okay, exercise number 25. Okay, reading exercise. Ikra ma yali. Ikra ma yali. Who take the first one? First one, naam, Musa.
Ayn al-mudiru lamma yajid.
Naam. Ayn al-mudiru, meaning?
Where is the principal?
Where is the principal? The headmaster, the director. Lamma yaji. Lamma yaji. Is this a question or a statement?
Yes.
It's a statement. What does it mean?
It hasn't come yet.
Lamma has the same meaning of lamma yaji, means the same meaning as ma jaa ba'd. Ma jaa ba'd. He hasn't come yet. Lam yaji' means he has not come, but lam ma yaji' means he has not come yet. Just as ma ja'a means he didn't come, ma ja'a ba'd means he didn't come yet. Which gives us the suggestion of what? He's coming, but he didn't come yet. If you say ma ja'a, this means he didn't come, and I don't know if he's coming. But if you say ma ja'a ba'd, that means he didn't come yet. That I do expect him, but he didn't get here yet. So this is a fine point showing the meticulousness of the Arabic language. لم يجع لم ما يجع. Two different meanings. Close, but not the same. Naam. Naam. Faddo.
Ya Ali,
لا تبع هذه السيارة بع تلك. What is the meaning?
Oh Ali, don't sell this car, sell that.
Now, ya Ali, don't sell this car. هذه السيارة بع تلك. يعني meaning بع تلك السيارة. السيارة is understood here. Sell that one. Sell that one. يعني that سيارة. Number 3. Oh, by the way, I should have mentioned in the first sentence, right? لما يجع. Notice that the Hamza is written on the ya. The Hamza is written on the ya. Why is the Hamza written on the ya as a seat? Why is Hamza written on the ya? Why? Huh? Because before we saw it, it wasn't written on top of the ya. Before when we saw the verb yaji'u, it wasn't written on top of the ya. He said iltiqa as-sakinain. How so? So far good, but how so? How so? How is iltiqa as-sakinain? I don't see any iltiqa as-sakinain here. Here's the verb, right? Yaji. Yaji, right? The original verb is yaji. With hamza written after the ya, right? Yaji'u.
If you use lam, right? If you use lam, becomes majzoom, right? Here, this ya, right? With this hamza, the hamza becomes sukoon, right? Because of what? Lam makes it majzoom. The sign is majzoom is sukoon. So here you have ya with sukoon that's elongating this kasra, and you have hamza with sukoon.
So there's your iltiqa sakinain. Because of the iltiqa sakinain, then the ya, this particular ya is deleted, and what remains is the ya that is now used here as a seat for hamza. The original ya is the elongation of kasra is deleted because of iltiqa sakinain, and then the hamza in this type of word, it should no longer be written on the without a seat on the line, but rather it has to have a seat, and its seat is ya. So the ya that is in this word now is really a seat for hamza, not the ya of elongation of the kasra. The ya of elongation of kasra is deleted, and another ya comes as a seat for hamza, as a seat for hamza. Because remember, the hamza, according to the rules, may sometimes be written on aleph, sometimes waw, sometimes ya, sometimes with no seat at all. In the original verb, yajio, hamza is written without a seat. But in the majzoom form, where there's no ya there, then the seat for hamza comes into play, and the ya is only a seat for the hamza. Alright, so this is something that we should pay attention to. And of course, the rules for writing hamza are complex and numerous. And inshallah, we'll look at those probably in Sarf, in book 3 maybe. Tayyib, who read last? Okay, number 3. Who take number 3? Naam, Fadl Ahmed. لا تغب كثيرا يا حامد. What does it mean? Do not be absent a lot, O Hamid. Don't be absent a lot. Huh? لا تغب كثيرا. نعم يا أخي. Number 4. نعم تفضل.
بعت سيارتك يا أخي.
أبعت سيارتك يا أخي. نعم.
لم أبعها.
What does it mean?
Did you sell your car,
Did you sell your car, oh my brother?
No, I didn't sell it.
No, I didn't sell it. لا لم أبعها. He said لا. No, and then he said, "Lam abiha." And the same in English, you said, if somebody said, "Did you sell your car?" You said, "No, I did not." Did not is negation, right? I did not. So you say "la," and then you say, "I did not." So same thing, you say "la," and then you say "Lam abiha." I did not. So you have two negations here: "la" as the original answer, and then in your statement, "I did not sell it." You have to have negation again: "Lam abiha." Huh? The difference between la and lamma? Oh, can you say la lamma abi'aha? Naam, you can say it. La lamma abi'aha. It's still majzoom, but the meaning now would be what? No, I didn't sell it yet. Ma bi'tuha ba'd. Ma bi'tuha. لم أبيعها. طيب. ملاحظة. What is the meaning of ملاحظة? Huh? Rules. Close. ملاحظة. ملاحظة is a note. Something to pay attention to. ملاحظة. This is a special note. تكتب الهمزة. The Hamza is written. يَجِيءُ بَعْدَ الْيَا, after the ya, on the line. وَفِي لَمْ يَجِعْ, and in the expression لَمْ يَجِعْ, it is written فَوْكَ الْيَا, above the ya. And we discussed this already. Alhamdulillah. Any questions about AI group? أجوف, مضارع verbs, AI group.
جاء يجيء باع يبيء غاب يغيب.
Just remember that in the past tense, the ba'a, the fatha, is going to be changed to kasra. Ba'a become bi'tu, bi'ta, bi'ti. Okay, as opposed to the AU group, qama yakumu becomes dhamma, kumtu, kumta, kumti. Jayyid? Any questions? Remember the mudari verbs, they take hamza and noon for the first person, ta for the second person, and ya for the third person as a prefix to the mudari verb. Now, Naam, generally speaking, ma is used with the past tense madi verb for negation, and la is used for the mudari. Naam. Alright. Again, brothers and sisters, these verbs, if you work with them, you'll be okay. But if you abandon them, you'll have a problem. Because they do have a lot of irregularities, but once you get used to them, alhamdulillah, it's okay. But you have to practice them and review them and work with them from time to time. Don't abandon them completely. And I advise you to go over this lesson a few times. Now and during the week and in the future, until you really grasp it firmly and it sticks to you and you have it good. Because when we finish this lesson, we're going to go to the naqis verbs. And that will be a new challenge. And after that, the mudaaf verbs, which is relatively easy, not too bad. And then after that, mashallah, everything should be easy. So this lesson is the most difficult, this one and the next lesson. And after that, inshallah, should be okay. Okay, we still have a few minutes left. So, since we finished the AI group, let's look at the Alaykum As-Salaam wa Rahmatullah. Let's look at the IA group. Let's just look at it briefly and see what we can do with it. Let's see what we can do with it. Same thing is happening with it that happened with the previous groups. Okay, what do we mean by IA group? IA group, we mean by IA group what? What are we talking about? IA group. Give me an example of a normal verb that's from the IA group. A normal verb. Okay. Huh? Khafa yakhafu. Alright. Where's the... Oh, this one. Okay. He said, khafa yakhafu. Okay, IA group. A normal verb, shariba yashrabu. Ajwaf verb, we have, khafa yakhafu. Khafa yakhafu. Give me another example.
Kala yakilu.
Kala yakilu is AI group.
Kada
yakadu. Kada yakadu. Kada yakadu. Anything else? Any other verbs that we had? Nama yanamu. Nama yanamu. Tayyib. Nama yanamu. What else do we have? Zala, yazalu, or mazala, la yazalu. And we have sha'a. Well, we didn't have sha'a, but we can also add to it sha'a, yasha'u. Just as an extra verb. Sha'a, yasha'u. And what you said? Zala, yazalu, right? Mazala, mazala, la yazalu. La yazalu, la yazalu. Okay, these are examples of verbs from ajwaf verbs from the IA group. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. So for example, if we have the verb nama, one of the verbs that he just mentioned, yanamu. Nama yanamu, right?
The original form of this verb is what? Na-wi. Na-wi-ma. Na-wi-ma. Yen-wa-mu. Yen-wa-mu. Okay? This is like the verb sha-ri-ba, normal verb, that takes kasra, and the madi, yashrabu, takes fatta and the mudari. Kasra, fatta. So same thing here, we have kasra, na-wi-ma, yen-wa-mu. We have kasra in the madi, and fatta in the mudari. Na-wa-ma, na-wi-ma, yen-wa-mu. But because of the irregularity, this waw becomes alif, and it becomes, instead of na-wi-ma, it becomes na-ma. And here, yen-wa-mu becomes, yani this waw is transformed to alif, and it becomes yen-na-mu. So it's now we have na-ma, yen-na-mu. From na-wi-ma, yen-wa-mu, which is kasra fatta group of the ajwaf verb, mudari. Nama yanamu. Nam. Okay, let's look at the exercise number 26. Exercise number 26. Ta'ammal ma yali. Ta'ammal ma yali. This verb, IA group, also it takes kasra in the past tense. Yani nama yanamu. In the past tense, other than nama, namat, and namu, it's going to take kasra. So you're going to say what? Anta nimta, anti nimti, ana nimtu. So we have here, hamidun nama, aminatu namat, anta nimta, anti nimti, ana nimtu. In the plurals we have al-awladu, meaning hum, namu. Al-banatu, meaning hunna, nimna. Hunna, nimna. Antum, nimtum. Antunna, nimtunna. Nahnu, nimna. Nahnu, nimna. Tayyib. Let's look at exercise number 27. Asnid khafa wakada إلى الضمائر كما في التمرين السابق. Just as in the previous exercise, I want you to asnid, يعني connect these verbs in the mudari, I mean in the past tense, to the ضمائر, the pronouns, for first person, second person, third person, masculine, feminine, singular and plural. Alright, the first one, خافة. خافة, remembering, is going to be هو خافة, هي خافت, and هم خافوا, otherwise it's going to take كسرة. Otherwise, it's going to take kasra. Okay, who wants to take the first one? Khafa. Past tense verb. Naam, Musa.
Huwa.
Huwa.
Khafa.
Hiya. Hiya.
Khafat.
Anta. Khifta. Anta khifta.
Anti khifti.
Anti khifti. أنا خفت. نعم. Plurals.
هم خافوا.
هم خافوا.
هن خفنا.
هن خفنا.
أنتم خفتم.
أنتن خفتن.
أنتن
خفتن.
نحن خفنا.
جيد. خاف يخافوا. خاف means what?
To fear.
نعم, to fear. كاد, the verb كاد يكادو. كاد means what?
About to happen.
Something is about to happen. كاد يكادو. Okay, let's get the past tense of كاد. Who wants to take it? كاد. نعم, صلاح الدين.
هو كاد.
هي كادت. هم كادوا.
هن كدنا.
These are the third persons. Now he's going to do the second persons. نعم.
أنت كدت.
أنت كدت.
أنت كدتي.
أنتم كدتم.
أنتم كدتم.
أنتن كدتن.
أنتن كدتن. Second person. نعم. First person.
أنا
كدت.
نحن
كدنا. جيد. Okay, these are the two that they gave us. Let's do. What remains after that? نام ينام was done in exercise 26. زال يزال. يعني they gave us ما زال. يعني ما زال لا يزال means what? ما زال, it's still happening. لا يزال, it's still going on. ما زال, نعم. لا يزال. Okay, let's see how does the form of this verb زال in the past tense, how will it look? ما زال. Who wants to take it? ما زال. نعم.
هو ما زال.
هي ما زالت. هم ما زالوا. هن ما زلنا.
أنت ما زلت.
أنت ما زلت. أنتم ما زلتم. أنتن ما زلتن. أنا ما زلت. نحن ما زلنا. طيب, what about شاء يشاء؟ What does شاء mean? To will. نعم, ما شاء الله. It is as Allah willed it to be. ما شاء الله. نعم. نعم, طبعا. Okay, hold on. The verb is شاء, right? Remember, شاء has Hamza, right? Has a Hamza. It's okay. Sha'a, yasha'u. It's going to take kasra other than in those three forms. Sha'a, sha'at, sha'u. The rest of it is going to take kasra. It's going to take shi'tu. Shi'tu with sukoon on the Hamza. Ana, shi'tu. Anta shi'ta. Anti shi'ti. Hum sha'u. That's one of the forms that remain the same. Huwa, hiya, and hum. Hum sha'u. Hunna. Shi'na. Khalid. I need to get in there. Can you leave it open for me? I'll watch it, inshallah. Now. Nahnu shi'na. Nahnu shi'na. أنتم شئتم. أنتن شئتن. Did we get all of them? نحن شئنا. نعم, نحن شئنا. طيب, good. Okay, so this is the past tense conjugation. And the next exercise is a reading exercise. Exercise number 28. Let's read it, paying attention to these particular verbs. Exercise number 28. Naam, number one. Naam, Ibrahim.
Nama akhi fi sa'ati al-ashara.
Ashira.
Ashira.
Naam.
Wa ana nimtu ba'dahu biqaleel.
Bi?
Biqaleel.
I didn't hear the ending. بقليلي. No tanween. نعم, بقليل. نام أخي في الساعة العاشرة وأنا نمت بعده بقليل. Meaning نام. we all need some sleep about now. Now, my brother slept.
At 10 o'clock
he went to sleep. And I went to sleep a little while after him. Number two. Naam, Musa.
Mata nimtunna al-bari al-barihatu.
متى نمتن البارحة تو البارحة. What is البارحة؟ What is the إعراب of البارحة؟ ها؟ البارحة. Why is البارحة؟ ها؟ ظرف الزمان مفعول فيه، ظرف الزمان منصوب ولم تنصبه فتح. البارحة. نعم. متى نمتن البارحة يا
أخواتي؟
نعم. نمنا بعد منتصف الليل. Meaning
when did you sleep last night over my sisters?
نعم. When did you go to sleep last night over my sisters? نعم.
We slept after the middle of the night.
We slept after the middle of the night. منتصف الليل meaning after midnight, after the middle of the night. نعم. Number three. نعم أحمد. That's negation of the mudari verb. Fa, therefore, fa, that's two words. Fa plus lem. فلم فلم والسكون فلم فلم أخرج من البيت اليوم. نعم. خفت البرد فلم أخرج والسكون مجزوم because of لم. فلم أخرج من البيت اليوم. What does it mean؟ خفت البرد. خفت أنا خفت البرد. What's البرد؟ It's بارد. I feared the cold. فلم أخرج. So I didn't go out من البيت of the house اليوم. I didn't go out of the house اليوم. خفت الحار. I feared the hot weather. It was 100 degrees. I thought I would die. That's what they say in New York. Don't go out, you die. It's 100 degrees. And some people probably do die. But imagine if you go to Saudi Arabia and it's 150 degrees. What will you do? I saw it myself in Arafat in 1995, 150 degrees. Wow. Naam. And we were on the desert in tents. In those days, we didn't have the modern facilities that they have today. It was hot. Now, if a breeze came, Allahu Akbar. For real. You can appreciate it. Naam. Tayyib, next one. Number four, Musa.
لما سمعت هذا الخبر كنت أبكي.
طيب, is it هذا الخبر or
هذا الخبر؟
هذا الخبر. Why is it خبر and not خبر؟ مفعول بمنصوب وعلامة نصبه فتحة. لما سمعت هذا الخبر كنت أبكي. What does this mean? لما سمعت. It's not negation. لما here means عندما. When. لما here doesn't mean negation. حرف نفي. No, this لما means عندما. When I heard this news, كدت أبكي. I almost cried. Huh? نعم. Okay, good. Number five. Zanantu. That's va.
Alayhi ismi.
أدفترك هذا meaning is this your notebook? ظننته دفتري. ظننت أنا ظننته I thought it was my دفتر. وكدت أكتب عليه. And I almost wrote upon it اسمي. كدت أكتب عليه اسمي. I almost wrote my name upon it. ظن يعني to think. نعم to think. يعني to not be sure. This kind of thinking. Not فكر يفكر. يفكر means to think about something. ظن means you're not sure about something. ظننته. I thought it was mine. Meaning I wasn't sure. But I thought. ظننت. ظننت. ظننته دفتري. Number six. Number six. يا أبا بكر. نعم أنامت البنات meaning أنامت البنات. What does it mean? Did the girls sleep? يعني the origin of this verb is نامت and كسر is added here. Why? التقاء ساكنين. طيب where's the ساكنين at? There's a سكون on the تاء. Where's the next one at? On حمزة الوصل. On the lamb. Hamza Tawassul tells us to join what's before to what's after it. So that ta with sukun is joined to, not the Hamza Tawassul, alif lam, ta'rif. It's joined to the lamb of lam ta'rif. Alright, so iltiqa sakinain, because of that, you can't have it, so we add kasra here. Annamat al banatu, naam nimna qabla khalilin. What is the meaning? Naam nimna qabla khalilin. Yes, we slept. After a little? Or they slept after a little while? Qabla, it means after? Before. Before a little. Yani a little while ago. Naam, number seven. Naam, number seven. Huh? Naam, fadl. Is it مبكراً؟ مبكراً. How do we know it's مبكراً and not مبكراً؟
No,
I'm saying the كسرة on the calf. How do we know it's كسرة and not فتح؟ It's written above the calf. Why are we reading it as كسرة؟ Because, okay, because when you have, no, because when مبكي. When you have a letter with شدة, we are not looking at the vowel whether it's written above the letter. We are looking at whether it's written above the shadda or below the shadda. The letter is above the vowel is above the letter, but that's not what matters here. It's below the shadda. Okay, so it's not fatta, it's what? Kasra, mubakki. Mubakki. Mubakkir. Okay, whenever you see shadda, if it's written above the shadda, it's fatah. If it's below the shadda, it's kasra. If it's written below the letter, khalas, it's clear, right? But with shadda, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Nimtu al-barihata mubakkiran. Meaning?
I slept last night
mubakkiran. Meaning? Huh? Early. Mubakkiran. Mubakkiran. Early. Naam. Exercise 29, تأمل ما يلي, contemplate over what follows. Pay attention to this carefully. This is the conjugation of the مضاري verb, أجوف, IA group. مضاري المرفوع. And after this we'll have مضاري المجزوم بلم, بلا ناهية, and the فعل أمر. And that will be the end of this lesson. Okay, so we'll just look at this مضاري conjugation. We have حامد ينام, حامد ينام, آمنة تنام. أنت تنام أنت تنامين أنا أنام الأولاد هم ينامون البنات هن ينمن أنتم تنامون أنتن تنمن نحن ننام. Notice here this فتى ينام تنام أنام ننام. Fatta. Alright, nama yanamu. This is IA group. This type of verb in the mudari, it remains as a fatta. Huwa yanamu, ana anamu, nahnu nanamu, hum yanamuna, and so on. Yanamna. هن. Alright, so the thing that we want to pay attention to here is that the mudari verbs has a prefix. The first person is always going to be hamza or noon. Second person is always going to be ta. Third person is going to be ya, except here. Tanamu is like anta tanamu and hiya tanamu, same form of the verb. Alright, okay, let's look at one form of it. Khafa yakhafu. Who takes khafa yakhafu? Naam, who's raising the hand? Naam, Salahuddin.
Huwa
yakhafu.
Hiya
takhafu.
Hum
yakhafuna. Wait a minute, hum, from hum you go to hunna, naam. Yakhafna, with fatta, yakhafna, naam. أنت تخاف.
أنت تخافين.
أنت تخافين.
أنتم تخافون.
أنتم تخافون.
أنتن تخفن.
أنتن تخفن.
أنا أخاف.
أنا أخاف.
نحن نخاف.
نعم. نعم. إني أخاف. ربل مفعول بمنصوب رب العالمين. نعم. So if you listen to the imam reciting and he says إني أخاف رب العالمين, you can correct him even if you didn't memorize the ayah, right? إني أخاف رب العالمين. Has to be, no doubt about it. Okay, we'll stop here inshallah. We don't want to overburden you. We should do for exercise number 30 يخاف يشاء يكاد and ما يزال لا يزال. We should do those. Exercise number 31 is reading for the same mudari. Exercise number 32 is the mudari majzum, and you can see how it is derived there from yanamu. If you make it majzum, you have to put sukun on the last letter. It becomes yanam with sukun on the alif and sukun on the meem. Iltiqa al-sakinain. Delete the weak letter, it becomes lam yanam. And the same thing with the fi'l amr, tanam, anta tanamu. With the fi'l amr, you delete the harf mudari ta, you get namu. Then you make the verb majzum with sukun, it becomes nam with two sukuns on the alif and the meem. Delete the weak letter, harf illa, it becomes nam. And the same thing with la nahiya, tanamu, la tanam, becomes la tanam. Alright, and exercise number 33 is a reading exercise. And exercise 34 is an exercise for all groups. AU group, AI group, and IA group for the fi'l amr. Okay, for the fi'l amr. Look at exercise number 34 right now. Somebody give me the first one. What's the fi'l amr for? قال يقول قل باع يبيع بيع زار يزور زور ذاك يذوق ذوق خاف يخاف ها خاف يخاف خف خف قام يقوم قم نام ينام نم صام يصوم صم سار يسير سر كان يكون كن ما شاء الله. خلاص.
For homework, finish the exercises. Finish the exercise and review the first two groups, along with finishing the exercises for the IA group. And we're finished with this lesson. So next week, inshallah, if there are any questions about the rest of the exercises for the IA group, inshallah, we'll go over those that we have problems with. We'll go over them. And then we're going to start the new lesson next week, lesson 28. Lesson 28 is فعل ناقص. الفعل المعتل اللام. This is a new program. So please review this lesson 27 carefully before we start the next lesson. Preview the next lesson, look at the key, look at the dialogue, and look at the first few exercises. Probably we won't be able to do any of the exercises next week, but we'll read the key, inshallah. And you know, try to cover as much as possible of the grammatical rules for the lesson, and if possible, we look at the dialogue. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.